I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Holy crap, you guys, it's my birthday show. I'm fucking 50. Oh, God. But my staff is surprising me, and I don't know what's going to happen. Literally, I'm in my dressing room. They brought me in here. In Ramona eyes, I don't know who's here. I think it's going to be Anderson. I think Anderson's going to host my show. That's what I think. And I'm so excited if that's it. Anyway, this is my birthday show.
I literally have no idea what's going on right now. And it's not the Freskilis talking. It's my 50th birthday surprise on Watch What Happens Live now. I can't believe it. Welcome to Watch What Happens Live. It's Andy Cohen on the Bravo Clubhouse. I don't know what, it's my 50th birthday show. I can't believe I'm 50 and I can't believe I have no idea what's about to happen to me. My staff just told me to come to work and sit in this chair and read what's on this teleprompter. I'm so scared they're about to make me say something more embarrassing than I usually do on my own. Oh my God, who is it?
What? We're switching chairs.
We are?
I'm hosting the show.
Oh my God. I was texting you this morning.
It is so hard to go dark on Andy because we talk so constantly. I couldn't give away that I was in New York. It was the hardest 12 hours of my life.
Oh my God. We could have seen each other.
You. All we can think about is the time we could have seen each other. Yes. We have to switch drinks here.
Okay, wow.
These
this
cards
is
now belong to me.
Oh my God.
If only you had like a chunky sweater or a long robe you could wear, we would have a complete role reversal here. Watch me do this. Are you ready?
Okay.
I'm taking over your hosting duties tonight, Andy, so buckle up for some birthday surprises. Wait a minute. Who could that be?
Oh, it's my
some people most likely to cut in. It's Jackie, Graciela, Dave, Amanda, Jeannie, and Liza.
These are my real friends. You all look so gorgeous.
Andy Cohen, are you ready to take a look back at the last 50 years of your life?
Oh, God. Okay.
Okay. Too bad, because even if you're not, it's time to open the vault.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Okay. Here we go. This is Andy at Boston University in 1989.
Oh my God. My name is Andy. My friends call me Papaya Joe because I'm really into papayas and guavas for that matter also. It's a really interesting concept.
I never wanted this to get out. Okay, yeah.
Papaya
I'm
Joe.
I'm reaching for a pot vibe there. But yes.
Papaya Joe.
Yes.
Also, did you see the comb out? There was a little bit of a quick edit there. The times change and people grow up. This is Andy's big makeover for CBS This Morning in 1994. Goodbye, Ponytail.
This morning. It looks
oh,
great.
Yeah.
I love it. It's great.
Were you nervous, though, when you were sitting there?
You were not into it, Paula, at all.
Confrontation. Wait,
which real world episode were you on?
Yes.
It was Real World New York.
Oh, my God.
This is Andy showing off his moves in 1998.
Oh my god.
Andy, you really sized up on the underwear.
They're huge underwear.
Really sized up. Okay, we are done embarrassing you. I know you all have 50 years worth of questions for the birthday boy, but before we get to those, here's what three Andy Cohen things I'm obsessed with tonight.
Oh,
first,
sweetie.
The only thing Andy Cohen loves more than a poll is his staff. No, I'm not just making penis puns. I'm talking about how we surveyed the people who work for Andy to find out what they really think of their boss.
Oh, God.
So here's what. Let's play Your Staff Works the Poll. Andy, we polled your staff about their favorite subject, you.
Okay.
And now it's your turn to try to guess how they answered. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Number one, what is your staff's favorite condescending Andyism? Is it sweetie or with all due?
I think it's with all due.
Let's take a look. Wrong.
Oh, my God. Okay,
77.8%. Highly scientific. You must have 1,000 people working for you.
We do. We have
77.8%.
Oh, my God.
What is your staff's favorite of your doorbell reactions? Is it when Dorinda surprised Sarah Paulson and Elizabeth Moss? Or when Melania and a mini unicorn surprised you on your birthday?
The mini unicorn, 100%.
Let's take a look.
Oh, my God. I can't believe this.
Zero for two here. What is your staff's favorite Andy occasional look? Is it glasses or turtleneck?
Oh, that's so interesting. Melissa loves my turtleneck. I think glasses?
Glasses,
so
handily.
Bad.
You handily wear glasses.
Okay, good.
Now, it's my favorite, too.
Thank you.
When we do our video chat, you're wearing your glasses.
Yes, you're right.
It's powered down, Andy.
Yeah, you're right.
Andy at home.
Yes.
What is your staff's favorite rehearsal moment? Now, there's three here.
Okay.
When you make up crazy songs, when you tear your shirt open, or when you once walked in on a staffer's crutches.
I think it's when I walked in on the crutches.
Highly insensitive, but very wrong.
Oh, my God! The songs. Okay,
when
I understand.
Make up crazy songs.
Yeah!
Make up crazy songs.
Yes!
Okay, who did they think is your favorite member of the staff? Would it be Paul or Dave?
Oh, it's Paul.
It's Paul.
Yes.
By a wide one. I'm also told...
Love you, Paul.
Love you, Paul. I'm also told that Paul is the person making
He's
the polls.
He's doing the buzzer.
So
yeah, yeah. The
yes, look at that.
Paul. We see each other.
Yeah.
Yes.
What is your staff's favorite Andy? Would it be drunk Andy or stoned Andy?
Oh, you know what? I think they like stoned Andy.
We all love stoned Andy.
Yes.
Look at stoned Andy there. Whoa.
With the Met ball.
Yeah.
Nice.
Thanks for playing.
I enjoyed that.
Working the ball here. Okay, here's the second thing. Between Lindsay Lohan's cigarette butt, Tamara's breast implants, and Lady Gaga's pee, there is so much magical DNA among Andy's clubhouse curio collection. It was only a matter of time before some of the items on his shelves came to life. Here's what. Oh, shady tchotchkes.
Oh, my God.
Andy, your knickknacks have been observing your shady questions for years. Now they've got some for you. This is the Evelyn and Lou bobblehead for you.
Okay.
What's the worst thing you've done under our roof?
Am I going to need to wash the sheets?
Oh, sweet. Gosh, the worst thing I've done under the roof of my parents' house, probably... smoked pot or excessive masturbation, or smoked pot then excessively masturbated.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
So wash the sheets is what he's saying
right.
as well. Let's go to Tamara's implant.
Here's a question from
Which Real Housewife has the best rack?
Oh, I'm gonna say Kenya Moore. Kenya Moore. Let me write that. I don't know any of them, but I'll be looking up Kenya Moore first.
Yes.
Kenya
Moore.
All right, we'll Google that later.
Yes.
Bunny, you have a question?
What moment of Watch What Happens Live made you want to shed a single tear?
Tonight when Johnny Mayer walked out and then my friends came over.
I believe that's the game. Thank you, Shady
Chai. Wow, that's amazing.
Finally, somebody wanted to call and wish you a happy birthday, Andy, but we couldn't just put them through without putting you through the same thing you love to do to your
Oh my
guests.
God, is it a mystery caller?
We have a mystery caller.
Okay.
So, we've disguised their voice, and you have 60 seconds to ask the mystery caller yes or no questions to figure out who is on the line. Hello, mystery caller.
Hello.
Hey, are you a man?
Hello. No.
Are you a singer?
Yes.
Do you live in the U.S.?
Yes.
Do you, have we ever met?
Yes.
She has a theme park? She has a theme park. Is it Dolly Parton?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Dolly Parton.
Wow. Oh, my God. Dolly.
Oh, sweet.
Oh, my God. Wow. Best birthday ever. Dolly, I love you so much.
Happy birthday. I love you, too. It's all about that bass, Anyway.
Dolly, it's my birthday. Can you just confess tonight that you wrote Me and Little Andy about me?
Yes, I love you, Andy, and I love you. And I wrote, ain't you got no gingerbread? Ain't you got no candy? Ain't you got some birthday cake for me and little Andy?
I love you, Dolly!
Dolly, I love you too, by the way.
Oh, my God. Hey, Dolly.
I adore you, too.
Dolly, you know, you and John Mayer are the two best songwriters out there. I feel like the two of you should collaborate on something.
Anytime. Anytime.
Well, I would love that if he would.
We're done. It's done. It happened here. You heard
Please
it here.
Make that happen.
You heard it here. I would love to do that. That is easily done. A real legend.
I'm a huge fan. I'm a huge fan of John's, and I'm a huge fan of yours, and I didn't want to miss the chance to say happy birthday to my favorite Lil Andy.
Thank you, Dolly, so much.
Thank you so much for calling
in.
Thank you so much.
Wow.
How is this feeling so far? What's it like being on this side of it?
Weird.
It's crazy.
Weird. Yeah, I really, you're like a mirage. I really can't believe it. You really are. You really are.
Yeah. But it's game time.
Okay.
It is game time. It wouldn't be a birthday party without a bunch of boxes filled with things the guest of honor at least pretends to like. Well, we've got 9 boxes, and we think Andy's gonna love what's in every single one.
Oh, my God.
Let's play Andy Wood Square.
All right. Okay.
Andy, pick a square, and I'll ask you a question about you that we also asked your friend, and you must guess how they answered.
Okay, great.
If you're right, you get the square. If you're wrong, I get the square for doing absolutely nothing.
Okay.
First one of us to get tic-tac-toe, 3 in a row wins.
Okay.
Say hi to your friends, Andy.
Hi, Andy.
Oh, my God, this is amazing. Okay.
Okay, so you pick... You pick first on the board, of course.
Wow, I'm gonna go with center square, S.J.P. Demetrius on there.
That was my personal touch.
That is amazing.
We asked your friend Sarah Jessica Parker, what is your favorite memory of going to the Met Ball with Andy? What did she say?
When I talked back to one of, the Koch brothers.
Uh-huh.
Was it that?
Let's take a look.
My favorite memory of going to the Met Ball with Andy is going to the Met Ball with Andy.
Oh, that's nice.
Very zen. Sarah.
I know, yeah. Oh, John gets the square.
I got the square.
All right.
Pick another one.
Okay, I'm gonna go with Anderson.
Anderson Cooper, we asked your AC2 other half, Anderson Cooper, what is the worst gift Andy has ever given you? How did he answer?
The worst gift I've ever given, I don't know that I've ever given, oh no, I. Is it the leather jacket I gave him for his birthday and he never wears it?
You gave him a leather jacket.
Yeah, and he never wears it.
Oh, we need a picture of this, but let's see what the answer is.
The worst gift he's ever given me is probably a mug from Dollywood with my name on it. And I love Dolly Parton.
Oh,
just for the record,
oh.
I love Dolly Parton.
Well,
but What was I gonna do with the mug?
Drink coffee out of it, you asshole!
Oh, sweetie.
I have to side with Andy on this. It seems like a highly functional gift.
Oh my God. Okay, I'm gonna go with Mater D. Dimitri, just because I need to see this. He's the Mater D at the Sunset Tower.
The question is, what room service item does Andy request the most at the Sunset Tower? And what do you think he said?
It's scrambled eggs and toast and chicken sausage.
Let's take a look. Dimitri?
Every morning he has English breakfast tea pot with organic scrambled eggs.
Yes!
Is a component that changes.
Yes. Dimitri, by the way, deep in a book.
He's deep in my book. He has my book.
Always got your book.
Yes.
So you win again. You get another one.
Wow. Okay, very good.
So I think you might be able to close this out.
Okay, well, let me guess Sandra Bernhard, and that means either you'll win or I'll keep going.
Sandra Bernhard, your friend, told us six things that you're both obsessed with. Name only one of them. Just come up with one thing.
Barbra Streisand.
Well, let's take a look.
Andy and I are both obsessed with Barbra Streisand. And a pair of short shorts with a tuxedo hanging out, a cap sleeve, an afro, dipping in stalk of asparagus in a hollandaise sauce with long nails.
Thank you, Sandy.
Nailed that one.
That's hilarious.
Right off the top.
Okay. Dan Rather.
We asked your old CBS co-worker, Dan Rather, what superlative would you have given Andy at CBS News? What do you think he said?
Most likely to succeed.
Let's take a look.
At CBS News, I would have voted Andy most likely to succeed. He had phone poll winner written all over.
I love you, Dan Rather. I mean, amazing. That was my hope. Okay, John Benjamin Hickey for the win.
John Benjamin Hickey for the win. We asked your old friend, John Benjamin Hickey, what does Andy wear that you can't stand? What do you think it is?
He pings on that white Dead & Company tour sweatshirt because I always wear it that you gave me at the MSG show. I think it's that.
Let's take a look.
Like a zipper jumpsuit, like a onesie, like a one-piece jumpsuit. Is that what they call that? That zips up? Like a painter's thing. But
what? Like a rompim?
A painter when he wears it. I think maybe, you know, now that he's 50, that might be time to retire that.
I don't wear that.
Do you have that?
I have a couple.
You have a couple? Go for John.
Okay, John Hill.
What's something your friend John Hill hasn't been honest with you about?
That he doesn't like me on the radio.
One thing Andy does not know about me is that I have not only crashed his car once, I've crashed it twice.
How would you not know that he crashed his car? He crashed your car.
You know what is hilarious? I think he was sniffing around trying to borrow my car again for next week. And I was like, you crashed my car. He crashed it twice. should we keep going?
And the winner is Andy Cohen, as it should be.
I won my own game.
As it should be. Well played.
That's amazing.
Well played. Now, Andy, I wanted to give you something that would mean a lot to you for your birthday. My first thought was edibles, but I decided to give you something I hope will stay in your heart a lot longer than THC would stay in your system. Liza, can you bring my guitar over here?
Yes! Wow!
So, let me put this here. This is, I wanted to play a song that had some importance. I asked around, put my nose to the street, and I'm gonna play a song I think really sums up the moment. It's by, I think, one of your very favorite artists, Ms. Diana Ross.
You're gonna sing a Diana Ross song.
In my own inimitable style.
Oh my God, this is amazing!
It's my house and I live here. It's my house and I live here. There's a welcome mat at the door. And if you come on in, you're gonna get much more. There's a chair, I put it there. And everything you see is with love and care. It's my house and I live here. it's my house and I live here. On the table, there sits a rose. Through every window, a little light flows. Books of feeling on the shelf above. Cause it was built for love. It was built for love. Ooh,
yeah.
It's my house and I live. This is your house, and it's built with love.
Yes.
Oh, sweet.
And it's built with love.
Best birthday ever.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Put that out. I hope I drop it as a single.
Yes.
Now it's time for our mazel of the day, and it goes to Andy, obviously, for being such a good sport and showing up here, not knowing what was going to happen to him. Friend, do you think your 50-year-old heart can withstand one more surprise?
I don't.
Oh my goodness.
Is it Dorinda?
Yeah. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah!
Happy birthday, dear Andy. Happy birthday. Thank you, everyone, for showing up for Andy's 50th birthday surprise party. Welcome to the Watch What Happens Live After Show. This is where things get fun. Yeah, because it's been a real wet blanket so far.
Yeah, right.
Andy Cohen, 50 years young, born 2nd of June, 1968.
Yes.
Oh, how does sweetie. It feel?
I know.
How does it feel?
It feels a little surreal. I don't think I've fully digested it yet.
Good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's
I'm trying
nice...
just to be. You know what? It's better than the alternative. And also, yeah, it feels great.
It's great.
Yeah,
time is fair, great. Isn't it?
You know what? Time is. And you know what else? Thanks to Stanny, my trainer, I'm in the best shape I've ever been in. And so what can I tell you something?
You make aging look really, really fun. It's
Thanks.
Not even aging.
Right.
You're not really aging.
Yeah.
You're just
getting
more experience.
Yeah,
exactly. You look great.
Yes.
I'm starting to get some salt and pepper. I think about you every time. I go, well, Andy makes it look good. You and Clooney.
Thanks.
You know?
Thanks.
Salt and pepper gods.
Yeah.
That's what I call you.
Hell yeah.
We have another surprise friend of yours on the phone.
Okay.
Let's go to the phones. Caller, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hi, I'm Bruce from Los Angeles.
Bruce, what's
Bruce!
Bruce, how are
Happy
you?
Happy birthday.
Thank
I'm
you.
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm Stop. Freaked out. I actually can't believe this.
What a party, John. I heard your song, Bridget. I can't believe I'm not there. Andy, are you just loving you're about to join the club?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, Bruce was first to be in the 50 Club in our little group. And yes, I'm about to join the club. Bruce is my 50 role model. And We just thrashed it all over Las Vegas. So
we certainly did. But I have a question for you, Andy. A birthday question.
Okay.
Have you ever regifted a birthday gift? And if so, what and whose?
I'm having a hard time thinking that I have, but do you know of something that I have that this is a setup for?
I hear lies. No, I just was wondering, you know, as we're going into...
I don't think that I have.
People get you gifts that are pretty personalized.
Yeah, 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 yeah. No, I don't think that I have, unless any of you can think. What, Gross?
I mean, haven't we all gotten a pair of sunglasses?
Yeah, but that wasn't anything that's... Little... That's like a gift bag.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is there anything as you go into 50 that you don't think you're going to be able to do anymore? Or are you just going to take your 40s right with you into 50?
No, yeah, I'm doing it. You know what I'm not doing now? I'm not going to take on anybody else's bull crap.
That's right. Right on.
Right. How about that?
But yeah, that's fantastic. And,
yes.
And so Bruce is the...
Thanks, Brucey. Love you.
Sled dog going into
the 50s.
Yes.
I love you too, Bruce.
We're family you too, friends. John. And Andy, I'm not your bitch. Don't hang your on me. That's our quote.
Madonna.
Yes. I like that.
Exactly.
Yeah. I like that.
Mm-hmm. I love you.
We've got some viewer questions for you, if you are so inclined.
Okay, great.
Am I just reading these, by the way? I'm just going to read these. This is the bartenders have an email. Debbie P., since you've all known Andy for years, what's one memory you have here? Looking back, you knew... I don't understand this question at all. some of these things are worded very strange.
Right. Well, you can ask whatever you want.
Okay. Let's just want to go through this real quickly.
Okay.
Since you've all known Andy for years, what's one memory you have where, looking back, you knew that this is where he would wind up?
Oh.
Anybody?
Reading his camp letters and the amount of times he talked about, like, you know, the slacks that the that the counselors wore, or that he would write home to his parents about making sure they taped the royal wedding and that they kept all the inquirers.
Dave, no, in college I watched every episode of the Oprah Winfrey Show. I would sit there and smoke pot and watch everything, and Dave was like, "What are you doing?"
Yeah. Did you watch this royal wedding?
I didn't. I watched clips.
Got it.
Yeah.
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 Did you like it?
Yeah, it's, yeah. I mean, you know, I love a ginger. So.
Yeah, you love a ginger.
Yeah, yeah.
He's done well for himself.
Yeah, he has.
Yeah. This is a text coming from Kayla F. Since Jennifer Lawrence wanted Bethany and Luann at her dream dinner party, who, dead or alive, would you want to have a dinner party with?
Mayor.
Great, I'm there.
Michelle Obama. Oh, dead or alive? Yeah. Oh, dead. Oh, okay, well, let's go dead.
Let's go dead.
Let's add Jackie O, Lucy, Abe Lincoln, I mean, Jesus. I mean, we gotta go way back, right?
I just love watching an uncomfortable Abe Lincoln poke at his steak while everyone else you mentioned is just commiserating and getting on and just the odd man out.
And Lucy's smoking. and God, I don't know.
I mean, selfishly, I get to sit with a lot of luminaries because you've invited me.
I know, it's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have a lot of friends who... without you, would want nothing to do with me. And I find that exciting.
Oh, you think so?
You know what I mean? It's like, you're friends with Jennifer Lawrence, who just doesn't want anything to do with me. And look at me, I don't have the world's greatest track record when it comes to celebrity relationships. So it's amazing to watch your friends humor me on a friend level, but also keep a fair distance from me. It's really, really fun. Because if you are someone who cares about your image, and you take this job because it looks right, you don't take that job. Dating John Mayer at this point is conceptually just sort of a no-no. So it's really fun to get to hang out with your friends, your A-list star friends, who otherwise would be highly uncomfortable sitting around me.
Well, it's
and
good.
I want to thank you for that.
Well, I want them to see you in the new light that I see you.
Thank you.
Yes.
Slowly but surely,
yes.
I'm setting myself up for another disastrous celebrity relationship so that I can wake up a month later and be back 10 years in time.
Yes.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, leave everything as you found it, Andy. That's what I say.
Yes.
You don't have that in you, though, when things get really good, you start thinking about sabotaging it?
I don't.
I have it.
Yeah.
I'm about to do it with this show right now.
I know.
Here's another question.
You already did.
There's another question from Jeremy W. Texts in, you've asked this to your guests a bunch. What's the hardest drug you've ever tried?
Oh, Molly.
Molly.
Yeah.
Yeah. You do pretty good. I've never seen you wrecked by anything you've done. You wake up the next morning, you're making a waffle in the hotel lobby.
Yeah, right.
And you are good to go.
Yeah, you're right. I am very resilient.
You are good to go.
I'm a good partier. I know how to party.
You know how to party.
You are sensitive.
I took too much vitamin E. I gotta sit down.
John's like, I microdosed on a mushroom 3 days ago, and I'm still a little fluttery.
You know what it is, Andy?
Right?
I have a lot of little moving parts in me.
You do.
And I can sense when any one of them
are off.
Oh,
my God, he does.
No, I don't.
It's like I sniff a slight cold coming on.
Oh, I am. I know my body.
Yeah, you do.
I know my body.
I feel like I know your body, too.
You do know my body. I sent you a video message from a sauna the other day.
He did, naked in a sauna.
It was
yes, it was exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you see my response? I go, I love it when you message
me
from the sauna. Yeah.
Do you think people wonder if we're in a secret relationship?
We
get a lot of nods from behind the bar.
Oh, my team does. Oh, that's hilarious. See, I tried to give you a straight high five, and you gave me a gay.
Well,
you know
what?
To me.
My nails are still wet.
Yes.
My nails are still wet.
They got amazing. Amazing.
Reggie R. texts, name one celebrity that you are still salty about having turned down your show.
Oh, wow. There are so many. Gosh. I'm always wanting to turn them. You know what I mean?
Right. Believe me, I know you like trying to turn people.
I know. God, I wish I had my ear in the control room could remind me. What's the control room saying that I would say?
Michelle Obama.
Michelle Obama, yes, absolutely. Yeah. I've given so much money. I've participated with them. I am an enthusiast. I'm ready.
I think you have an incredibly highbrow show for what you pretend. It's funny, you sort of pretend to be this sort of salacious show, but the heart of it is very, I'm now pitching to Michelle Obama.
Yes.
That she come
Thank
on
you.
Your show.
Thank you.
You know.
I appreciate it.
Who is the most famous person you have ever smoked pot with?
Oh, gosh. Well, you and I smoked pot with George R.R. Martin recently.
We did.
Which
we
I forgot
pot.
About.
We
Isn't that amazing?
Pot with George R.R. Martin.
Right. My pot list is so amazing. How's this? Willie Nelson, Snoop Dogg, George R.R. Martin, Bob Weir. Who am I not?
Who's thinking? Left? Who is there? You've named all of them, but is there anyone
no,
else on the Mount
I'm
Everest
to think of the Mount Everest of people to smoke pot with?
Like Michelle Obama.
Jerry's gone. Yeah, Barack.
Yeah, Barack.
He would be the one.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. We'll see about that. I can do some things. I can do, but I'm not a magic worker.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh my goodness, this one. This one's gonna rock you.
Okay.
Blair G writes, name your least favorite Madonna song.
Oh, Living for Love.
Living for Love.
Yes.
Oh, was it a B-side of something?
No, it was her, it was a single off the last album.
Off
it was her first single off of Rebel Heart. Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
So everybody go right out and buy Rebel Heart.
Yeah.
Living for Love. Did you get any backlash from any of the people you wrote about in your books?
That's a good question. Yeah, some little rumblings from people, but relationships that I'm trying to repair, so.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, just
anybody
a couple little minis.
Anybody you wish you didn't write about now looking back on it?
No, I'm cool with it.
Got it.
Yeah.
People get over stuff.
Yeah, they do.
People get over
yes.
it. It takes time.
Yeah.
Someone told me a long time ago, I was really upset about something. I was explaining to a guy, a very smart guy, and I was like, oh, and he looked at me and he went, they'll get over it.
Yeah,
it's a exactly. wonderful way to, and at 50, what a great place in your life to just go, I've been the best I can be to people.
Yeah.
You're always gonna hit snags. You're always gonna have these little interference, little bang-ups, little fender benders. Oh, I'll get over it.
Yeah.
Everyone's gonna be fine.
Yeah.
You know? Let the 25-year-olds think everything is life and death.
I agree.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let me see if there's any other juicy shit in here. Oh my God. Ricky H poses you this question. You can only have one for the rest of your life. Weed, oral sex, or cheese. Ricky must work in the cheese industry.
God.
So let's just say...
So let's talk about...
Do you love cheese?
I love cheese.
Yeah, but
I'm taking
that
off the
list. You don't text me every morning about cheese
that you had last night. Right.
I had the best cheese last night.
Oral sex.
Some guy came to my hotel room and we had cheese.
Amanda, what do you think? Do you think I would go without weed or oral sex?
Weed. You'd go. You'd stick with oral sex.
I would stick with oral sex. Yeah, I think that's true. I would find another vice.
You'd find another.
Yeah.
Okay. We might as well go for a couple more here. Ian S. asks, if you had to choose one of your BFFs to be stranded on an island, who would it be? SJP, Kelly Ripa, Anderson Cooper, or John Mayer? Don't even go John Mayer. Don't go John Mayer. That's not fun. SJP, Kelly Ripa, or Anderson Cooper? Stranded on an island.
Well, I've got to say that I am going to pick Anderson, and here's why. Now that you've taken yourself out of it, he is a catastrophist, and there was a moment a year ago or 8 months ago where I thought we were going to be in a nuclear holocaust, and I was talking to him about it, and he understood what the world would be in that situation in a way that I had never thought about, and he had so many survival techniques, so I actually think that he could keep us alive the longest.
But what if he gets so hungry that he goes insane and you wake up one morning and he's interviewing a coconut?
Right, well, that could happen too.
Be a great interview,
yes,
by the way.
Yes, exactly.
Anderson
no one can interview a coconut.
Interviewing
like,
a coconut.
Yes.
Yeah, you guys
it's
would
true.
Figure out your Wilson pretty
yeah,
quickly.
Exactly. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right. Yes.
Well, that's that does it for the questions.
I love you, John.
I love you too.
Thank you so much.
This is fantastic.
Thank you so much. And I also want to say, I really didn't know what to expect tonight, and I was really freaked out about it. And on the way down, and I thought of every scenario, and I really was like, it's gonna wind up being like Sonia doing a cabaret-esque, and I would have loved that. I would have been happy with anything. And I thought it was gonna be like a video montage. And I kept thinking, if they got a doorbell, who would it be? And I was like, John's in LA, never thought you. And my executive producer, Deirdre, texted me today and said, how are you feeling? And I said, I'm a little nervous. I said, but ultimately, and I was feeling so bashful, and as big of an ego as I have, I, in situations like this, I get very humble and weird and like, oh my God, I feel weird about this. And so I just want to say thank you for celebrating me. But also I did text Deirdre and I said, the thing that I am feeling is a great love for my staff and I already love them so much, but I was like, I feel like it's even more. And she goes, well, I'm going to remind you of that after the show. I go, okay, please do, but you won't need to. But I really just have to say, this has been 9 years of glory and no politics on this show, like no fighting or anything. And I just love everybody in the control room so much. And you guys, it's just such a joy for me to be here. And to the guys behind the bar, this is and Bridget, who I got to motorboat. And thank you for letting me motorboat you. Like, what a perfect birthday. And it's so funny. I will say there was a doorbell show we were working on at some point. I was like, see if Bridget will just come out and let me motorboat her. So I am glad I got to have that. But to the team behind the bar, like, these are my ride or die core group that I grew up with, came out to, went to school with, and, you know, I love you all so much, and I'm so glad you're here. It means so much to me. And to you, we've said I love you 1,000 times, but just honestly, you're getting ready for the Dead show. New Light, the video came out today. Like, I absolutely cannot believe that you put yourself on a freaking plane, which costs a lot of money because he travels private, everybody.
I just want to say for this one, I went public.
Is that true?
Which, wow. By the way,
oh my God, that's even more major.
You're a rich bastard.
Wow.
If you call American Airlines, Pubble.
Yeah, right, right.
I really, that you walked through that door in the suit and you learned that Diana Ross song and you came here for rehearsal. I really do feel like we have had a glorious time together.
Glorious.
But this last year has been like a victory lap of love.
Yes.
And that you did this for me is blowing my mind.
And I also want to say that I represent the people who aren't here. I'm not putting myself in the pole position of being Andy's best friend. I am here as a representative for everyone you saw on the screen and everyone you're going to get texts from on your birthday. And God knows you're going to get so many, it's going to take you weeks to write back. So I just want to say right now, as Andy's representative here, if he doesn't write you back for a couple weeks, that's his birthday present.
Thanks.
Not having to sit into a corner and write thank yous all day. But you're going to get hundreds of them, and I represent everyone who loves
thank
you.
Thank you. I love you so much. You. Longest after show ever! Woo! Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.